It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. And in this podcast, we're going to go through what I consider a fool's errand, and that is to predict 2022. Now, I normally don't like to make predictions, but you know what? A lot of people ask me for them. So listen, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't give financial advice. This is all just opinion. Talk to your financial planner, get your attorney involved, whatever, but don't come after me because this is not financial advice. It's just my opinion based on 40 something years of being in the markets. So I want to start by telling you, look, I don't want to make a prediction, but I'm going to make a prediction. If we go back and we see that this ages well, great. If we go back and we see that it doesn't, great. But the bottom line is it educates you and starts to get you to think. So the first one right off the bat is very micro, and that is that Amazon will underperform. What I'm seeing in Amazon, I've ordered a couple things from them. They're not showing up at my door. The orders are getting lost. They're getting canceled. I'm hearing about it happening to a few other people. And there's a little chink in the armor at Amazon, and I think it's the supply chain. Now, everybody says, oh, no, they got their own ships. They got their own shipping. But, you know, if there's supply chain happening to Walmart, there's probably happening to Amazon. So I don't think their growth is going to be as much as it was. And I think the pandemic is going to curtail. We'll talk about that prediction in a minute. And as the pandemic curtails, fewer things will be ordered at home. Not many fewer things, but fewer things. Enough to make you a little bit scared of the next quarterly report. So I think Amazon this year, or at least part of this year, will underperform the stock market. Number two, speaking of the market, I think we're going to see a stock market crash of probably 20% or more. And that's considered a crash or a correction or whatever you want to look at it. Crash gets headlines. But bottom line is markets correct about every year, at least 10% sometime during the year on average. And every couple of years, certainly, you know, every few years, you get a big correction. And I think we're setting up for one of those corrections. I think we're getting bubbles in a lot of different places. We've seen a bubble in cryptocurrency. We're seeing a bubble in real estate in certain parts of the country. It's an incredible bubble. We're seeing bubbles in the stock market. The next one is two or more governments or currencies will collapse. Now, at the beginning here of 2022, and by the way, we're recording this on the 13th of January, 2022. We're seeing that Turkey's lira is collapsing, right? It's collapsed by about 40% this year against the dollar. Huge inflation. People are going into Bitcoin, right? That's a foreshadowing, I think, of something going on. But we're going to see a couple of governments either fail or collapse. We've created a lot of fakeness in the last couple of years with this pandemic, and we've flooded the markets with certain things, and Turkey has been no exception. They've put fake stuff into their market, and now they're paying the price. And I think President Erdogan of Turkey is not an economist, and he's doing the exact wrong thing, and it's debasing their currency even more. And now they're going in and they're stealing it from the companies. They're taking their foreign reserves. It's not good. But I think Turkey might be one of them, and there might be two or three other ones as well. And you're going to see that there's going to be some collapses of government, a little bit of disturbance this year in the world markets. Bitcoin is going to be adopted as legal tender in at least two countries. We already know that it's adopted as legal tender alongside the dollar in El Salvador. And I think it's going to happen in a couple other countries, Tonga being one of them, some other African countries being other ones, potentially Venezuela and Argentina. You might see them adopt some kind of a Bitcoin standard because Bitcoin has a scarcity, right? They're only going to make 21 million Bitcoin. It's not like they're just printing free money. And, you know, people are looking at that like, why would we want to invest in the dollar and use that as our currency when we can just go to Bitcoin? And if they can, they will. Or at least it'll be alongside the dollar or alongside their own currency. It'd be interesting. The Fed's going to try to raise rates in 2022. They've signaled that they're going to do that. They've signaled that they're going to curtail buying of assets. It's called a taper. I think the Fed is in such a corner. I don't think they're going to be able to do it. They're going to probably try to raise rates. The predictions from Goldman Sachs is it's going to happen four times this year. The Fed says three. I think you're looking at one. And I think as soon as they try to raise the rates and the market crashes or we get some kind of a pullback or a hiccup, the Fed's going to go, okay, all right, let's just print more money. So I think the Fed's going to fail in that. And the government, therefore, will continue to debase the currency. We're going to continue to have spending programs into an election year, and we're going to continue to print more money because we're going to figure some crisis to say, well, we need to give some free money to buy some votes for this list of constituents, things like that. A Bitcoin spot ETF is going to be approved. Okay, a Bitcoin spot ETF. There's a futures ETF on Bitcoin that's been approved, and there's been talk of a spot ETF being approved, but it's been a lot of years coming and it still hasn't come. I think this is the year. I think this is the year for a lot of clarity to come in Bitcoin and in cryptocurrency. So that's going to be interesting. Another 20 million people are going to adopt Bitcoin. Right now it's at 130 million people around the world are using it. That's just a drop in the bucket of what I think is going to happen. So another 20 million people at least will probably adopt it this year. That's a big number, right? And then gold is going to hit $2,000 an ounce. We're in an inflationary environment where the government says we have 7% inflation. And you should watch my other podcast or see some of my videos about inflation. I think 7% is a lie. I think it's more like 20%, and because that's certainly the amount of money they're printing. And so I think gold is an inflationary hedge. And as an inflationary hedge, the dollar is going to continue to go down. And therefore, gold will continue to go up against the dollar. And I think we're going to see $2,000 an ounce this year. And my last prediction, we're going to all be okay. Things happen in the world. They always have happened in the world. And when they're right in front of us, they seem big. And when you look at them in the rearview mirror, they look smaller and smaller and smaller. So sometimes when you go back, you don't even realize that they were big at one point, right? We're already looking at 9/11. We've forgotten the pain of 9/11. If you look back to the 1963, you forget the pain of JFK assassination, right? Lincoln's assassination is even smaller. And what about, you know, Napoleon and things that happened 500 to 1,000 years ago? You probably can't even remember very few people's lives. Can you actually quote or remember? So those things get smaller and smaller, and they're just little blips on the chart of life. So I think we're all going to be okay. What I would say, guys, is step away from the social media, step away from the TV, spend some time with the people that you love, laugh, live, enjoy life. Don't get caught up in the political stuff and the strife that we have and that's being created by the media. And I think your life is going to be way better. So those are my predictions for 2022. Don't quote me on it, but you probably will. And, you know, anybody that makes predictions is setting themselves up for failure. And I know that, but I'm doing it anyway because a lot of people are asking me about it. Hope you enjoyed the podcast today. Have a great day. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.